This is Hell on a Radio, and I'm your host, Brad Shaver. Hey there, I'm Brad Shaver, Hell on a Specialty Division Agronomist. I love the industry we work in, and one of the biggest reasons why is because of the people that I get to work with. Helena's motto is people, products, knowledge. And the people come first for a reason. It's the people that make our industry so great. This podcast will focus on the people. Each episode, we will meet and talk to a new person in our industry. We'll listen to their story as we explore together why we love this industry so much. I'd like to thank everybody for joining us today on this inaugural episode of Helena Radio. For today's episode, I had the pleasure of interviewing Helena's Specialty Division Manager, Mr. Haverson Ward. Haverson, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Brad.
We'll get started here and just tell us a little bit about yourself.
So, Brad, if you go back and look at kind of who I am and where I came from, I was born and raised on a tobacco farm in East North Carolina. And in 1985, I had the privilege that time to go to work for Helena as a warehouse manager in our infield location. At that time, my dad was doing business with Helena, and I had pretty often engagements with the Helena salesman that came out. So I really liked what they were doing and how they were doing it. Back in the mid-80s, tobacco industry was kind of tough. I was trying to make a living with my dad, my brother, myself. My brother and I both gotten out of school that time and were working full time, and it was just really tough. So when Helena gave me the opportunity to go to work for them as a warehouse manager, I kind of jumped on it. Number one, to get off the farm. Thought I was getting into an easier, more pleasant job. It was a very fulfilling job that I did in infield as a warehouse manager. But it was something that got me in the business, started teaching me more about the business. One of my mentors at that time was a fellow by the name of Carson Harmon, was a sales rep there. And he kind of took me under his wing and taught me more about the agronomic side of the business, the sales side of the business. So that's kind of how I got started in my background. And like I said, all that happened in 1985.
Oh, wow. So you've been here ever since?
33 years, yep.
How long have you been in your current position?
So on April 1st, 1998, I was hired by Buddy Reed to be a sales manager in the non-ag business. Because we were growing and expanding, and Buddy was spending a lot of time on the road and not being able to put as much time to the day-to-day business, so he brought me on board to help do that. And then in 2001, we had grown the business big enough that management team at that time decided that we need to have two division managers within our specialty group, and I had the privilege of managing the T&O business in the eastern half of the U.S. Then later, sometime around 2014, Buddy retired after a 37-year career with Helena, and at that time, I took over as division manager for our non-ag business or our specialty business for the U.S.
That seems to be a very common theme with, you know, as an employee of Helena. That's something that I've always enjoyed and appreciated. Is a common theme that when you see our division managers and in our corporate management team, that it's you know, 30-year, 35-year, 40-year people in some cases.
Yeah, I think Helena has done a really good job over the years with the culture that makes up who Helena is. And we've taken individuals that have come in like myself and worked their way up through the company, and they do a really good job of having mentors to teach us the business, to teach us the business side of it, to teach us the agronomic side of it, and progress up through the company. Helena is one of those companies that if you're a sales rep and you live in one part of the United States and that's where you want to die in, that's where your career wants to be in that area, you're welcome to stay in that area and continue to thrive. But we're constantly looking for individuals that are willing to make moves throughout the company and throughout the geography of the United States to enhance in their performance, what they're doing, and learn more about the business and be able to move up. So I was one of those that had those abilities to make some short moves, stayed in the Southeast, but made some short moves to really to help me with my career. And I think Helena does have a culture that rewards that, that also encourages that. And that's why we do have a lot of long-term employees.
What's the best thing about working for Helena?
Really, as I said before, the culture and the family. And it's kind of hard to describe and think about today that I'm a member of a company that does close to $5 billion worth of sales in America, in the U.S., but we're still very much a family. One of the probably the best examples I can share of that is when my wife's mother passed away 8 years ago, the mailman came up and asked me one day at the mailbox, he said, there's obviously something's happened here, and you know, because you've got 27 cards today coming from across the U.S., and there were Helena people sending my wife cards that they didn't even know my wife, but she was a part of the Helena family, and that's kind of what we do, and that's kind of how we support each other through good and bad times. So the thing that really keeps me excited about Helena and why I worked there and why I've worked there for 33 years and will continue to work there is there is something that a lot of people can't believe in a business today, that there is that family, there is that culture, that we work together, we play together, and we're involved in each other's lives with many, many people across the country.
As you look back over your 33-year career with Helena, what accomplishment or accomplishments are you most proud of?
Well, that's a tough one. If I think about it and go back in my earlier career, I was involved when Helena first came with a product called Asset. And at that time, my branch manager in Virginia, a fellow by the name of Phil Winslow, saw that as a product that would be a big mover for us in the corn and the peanut market. So he kind of took it upon himself to make sure he learned as much as he could learn about it and work with it. And he also pushed me to do the same thing. We took that product and got it introduced in the marketplace. And then from my background in tobacco industry, I saw that it could be a big product in the tobacco industry. We just had to figure out how to get it mixed in a tank and make it convenient for the farmers to use. And I guess I was involved with coming up with Asset RTU and that formulation of that would be more easily used in corn, peanuts, and also in tobacco. So early on, that was probably a big success of mine. I was very proud of trying to get that product launched, and we're still selling those two products today in the U.S. in the agriculture market. Probably the second part of my career as being a manager is just being able to sit back now and look at the management team that I've had the pleasure of working with and putting together to take this special division to new levels that probably I didn't even think would happen 5 to 10 years ago. But now to sit back and see the successes of some individuals that are on my management team, that are out in the field, to see the potential for what many of these guys have moving forward in the future, I think that's something that probably makes me pretty proud today.
Okay, so I got to ask you about the good. I got to ask you about the bad also. So what's something throughout your career you'd like another shot at?
I think most people who have known me over the last 10 or 15 years can answer that question for you. But for the people who don't know me, I think earlier in my management career, I had the reputation, and it was a truthful reputation that, you know, be careful what you ask Iverson, because he's going to tell you exactly what he thinks. So I had the tendency sometimes to voice my opinion too quickly, to be disrespectful to people when I voice an opinion, and also be very open and sometimes open to the point that I didn't really think how that affected the person I was talking to. So one of the things that I try to tell a lot of young employees today, and I want to be a mentor for some of those people too, is, you know, you got to be respectful of the people that you're working with. You got to be respectful of those people that are asking for your opinion. You got to be respectful for people that bring you ideas and concepts, to open, to listen. And before you make that comment back, you know, kind of think about how they're going to take this. And sometimes being very abrupt and very direct is probably not the best way to be it. So today I try to take those things now and come back with responses that are proper answers. I mean, they're correct answers, in my opinion, but I do it in a much kinder and much more milder position than I used to.
What's one thing, if you can think of one thing, what's one thing you think every customer should know about Helena?
you know, when I was in the field selling, I think my customers meant to me the same as our guys today is. They become part of this Helena family. They become very good friends of yours. They become very good acquaintances of them. You go to church with them. You go to luncheons with them. You go to dinner with them. They invite you into your house to do business with you. So I think as customers and employees, we become very close with our customers. It kind of goes a little bit further past that customer-salesman type relationship. You do become very close and very friendly with your customers. You know about their families. You're there in the good times and the bad times. And I think that's one of the things that separates Helena from some of our competitors are we do build very strong relationships with our customers.
I would say I concur 100% with that, especially what you were talking about. One of the best things worked for Helena is just the culture and that family culture. And that, in my personal experiences, that's definitely bled over into our relationships we have with customers. Haverson, under your leadership for the specialty division, Helena has never been a bigger player in the specialty market, the turf and ornamental IBM market. Everything that our specialty division encompasses, that's a very tough task. That's a big accomplishment for a company as old as Helena and as big and as well established as Helena is. To what do you attribute this success to?
I mean, I guess the big thing now, when Buddy retired in 2014, he had laid the groundwork for a lot of successes we're seeing today. So I inherited a lot of the good successes from Buddy Reed when he retired and just continue to take those and move forward. Also, I've learned a lot from mentors over the years, and I think I've had the ability to take some of that knowledge and some of that advice and try to figure out, and most of that came from guys on the agricultural side of the business, but try to take that information, that advice, look and see what some of my other managers are doing within Helena and take all the pluses there and apply it to our non-ag business or our specialty business. And we've built a really good, strong team over the years in sales and our management team. We've got some really new employees that are bringing some good insight and some good enthusiasm to our group now today. So I think it's been really a collaboration of many things, inheriting from Buddy and just taking what he started, taking it to the next level, new people coming in with new ideas, taking those ideas and introducing those to our customers, and then also listening to our customers and what they're asking us to do and what some of their needs are and being able to fulfill those needs. And then just, you know, building a good management team to make all that flow through. And I think it's critical to pass a lot of success off to my management team as they have built this sales force. They're in the trenches every day to day, and making sure that we're providing goods and services to our customers that they're asking us to do.
Haverson, what keeps you motivated? What keeps you at 33 years of service and all the success you've seen and all the different things you've been part of? What drives the motor?
Yeah, that's kind of a strange question. I mean, not a strange question, but it's one that I had to put a little thought into. I mean, I think the motivation for my career with Helena is just I really love what I do. I thoroughly enjoy seeing people succeed in what they do. I like being there trying to solve some of the problems when problems happen. But I do really enjoy getting up every morning, coming to the office, getting on an airplane, getting in a vehicle, and just help mold and structure a very important part of Helena. And it's just still very fun for me to do today.
What's your favorite thing about working in our industry?
So today when, you know, I guess I'm privileged to work in an industry that I work in the golf, lawn care, ornamental, pest control, aquatics, IVN, and forestry. So it's a very broad categories of individuals I get to meet across the U.S. And it's a fun industry. It's an exciting industry. It's an industry that we see some growth in some areas. It's some other parts of the industry. And today that there's some very new technology that's coming out that is going to kind of revolutionize the way we do business today. And I'm glad that Helena's a part of that and I can be a part of that.
Haverson, you get the chance in your position to talk to a lot of young people starting out their careers in this industry. And what's one piece of advice, whether it's a customer, whether it's a Helena rep, what's one piece of advice you would give somebody starting out their career in this industry?
you know, starting out in today's environment, it's kind of funny. You hear some of the more mature guys in our industry like myself that have been in the industry for 35, 40 years, they want to talk about the good old times 20 years ago. And what I tell the young people today is they're in those good old times. You know, when I think back and the successes we had younger in my career, but we still have those every day today too. So the good old times are happening today. The good old times are going to happen in the future. And for a young person just to come in, to be patient, it's a lot to learn in our industry. They're going to meet a lot of really good friends. They're going to make a lot of really good acquaintances. And it's just an industry that you get to spend time outdoors. You're not locked behind a desk every day. And it's just something that you can thrive in. You can enjoy if that's what you want to do. You can put forth the time and the effort to go that extra mile to pay that upfront price, and it'll pay dividends for you later in your career.
You mentioned good times are happening now, good times are to come. I ask you to take a second and kind of rub your crystal ball for a minute and what types of changes or what changes do you see within the next 10 years for our industry?
Well, that's, you know, I still think our industry is very exciting looking forward in 10 years. As I said earlier, I think technology is going to become a bigger part of that. When we're going to be able to provide our customers with more information, you know, to make their business decisions, whether it be what herbicide, insecticide, or fungicide to use, I think there's going to be more access to gather information where companies like Helena are going to provide platforms where customers can go in and research and, you know, get that type of information. I think this golf business is definitely a changing golf business. I think we probably bottomed out from some of the downfall since 2008. But I don't think the golf business is going to look like we want it to look. I think the golf business, in my opinion, is going to go back to kind of like the 60s and 70s. There's going to be a clientele of people that are going to play golf, that are going to invest in golf. But as far as golf ever going back to what it was prior to 2008, I'm not sure that's going to happen. I think as young people come up today, the golf industry is not something that excites them as it did at one time. But there's still going to be a good clientele of golf out there to keep this golf industry going and thriving. I think the lawn care industry is going to continue to grow. I don't see that stopping at all. I think as more and more people want to spend more time with family, spend more time doing leisure activities, they're going to turn that lawn business over to somebody to take care of that for them and pay them a monthly fee to take care of that so they can spend time doing other things they want to do. You know, when I look at this IVM industry and our chemical side trim, you know, we're getting in the very beginning of what that could look like. And I think 10 years from now, Helena's chemical side trim business is going to be probably so big that it's put off on the side and has its own business running. It's just going to be a very big part of what we do moving forward. The ornamental business, as this housing industry continues to recover, and now I think, you know, we can all say that the economy is doing much better, that people are investing back in some of the ornamental plants. And I think the ornamental industry has consolidated to a point that even in good and bad times, it's going to survive. So I think that our ornamental business will continue to thrive. And as I said with the golf industry, it probably won't get back to what it was prior to 2008, but I think it's going to be a better industry moving forward with new technologies, new plant material, and new chemistries to help solve some of their problems. When I look at the aquatics business and the pest control business, that's something that's always going to be good and strong. We're always going to have aquatic weeds that we're going to have to fight. We're always going to have different pests in homes and businesses that we've got to control. And I think as the environment continues to thrive, more and more other things will happen. So for the next 10 years, I do see this as a very positive outlook on our industry. I think Helena's is putting himself in a really good position to help capture that business and be there for our customers, answer questions, and grow the business to the levels that we see coming in the next 10 years.
So a little bit more on a personal note, Averson, and a lot of people listen to this probably aren't going to know this story. Probably the biggest battle you faced in your life a few years ago and battling cancer, and you won. So if you don't mind, would you share with us about that experience and What did that teach you about yourself going through that?
Now you're going to talk about emotional strains a little bit. Yeah, and let's see, I guess when I was, that was 2015, I was diagnosed with prostate cancer at 55 years old. And at that time, you know, I just assumed that most men would have to deal with that sometime in their life. So I didn't think it was that big a deal. What I did find out, for those of us that get diagnosed before 60 or 65, it is a big deal. So once I was diagnosed, and I have to thank my wife, Susan, because I didn't really think there was much to it, but she did a lot of research on it, and she kind of enlightened me on some of the things that I needed to be thinking about. So once we got the diagnosed and we realized that my PSA was pretty high, my Gleason score was pretty high, that I had two very good friends of mine in the industry that had been up to Johns Hopkins and went through their cancer rehabilitation center up there, and they're probably one of the leaders in the U.S. for prostate research and for prostate cancer type stuff. And so that's another great thing about being in this industry. Two of these industry leaders, Steve Jackson of BSF and Chuck Heitzman, was an ex-DuPont guy and now does training for us. Both of those guys were kind of like my team, along with my wife. And as I went to Johns Hopkins and learned more about my treatments and what were available, we just felt like that was the best choice to go and have the surgery. So on, I think it was June 29th of 2015, went up to Johns Hopkins, had a surgery, had my prostate removed, come back home, and then for the next probably 6 months, relied on my team of Steve Jackson and Chuck Heitzman and my wife Susan to kind of help me get through some of the stumbles that you go through that people don't tell you about. The doctors didn't tell me about some of the stuff I was going through, but that my team there was Steve, Chuck, and Susan. They did a lot to help me get through it. So, I mean, prostate cancer is something a lot of men will have to deal with before they die. Hopefully that it ends a very curable disease. And today, you know, it's something I have to get checked every 6 months. So, you know, I've won a couple battles against it. I don't think the war is over with, but I feel good about the positive outlook going forward. And, you know, another great thing, I had a lot of support from people within Helena to get through it. I've since then found there's a lot of people in Helena that have gone through the same thing. And now I try to be one of those people to help support them, just like my team helped support me. So it's just something that scares the heck out of you. It's something you're dealt with, and you have to have trust and faith that you're going to get through it, and that helped me more than anything else.
Hefferson, I really appreciate your time today and appreciate all your thoughts and comments, and leave you with any parting words you want to leave everybody.
I think I've already said enough. I just, you know, if I go back and look at my career, you know, I still got a few more years ahead of me, but I'm still excited about the future for Helena. I'm excited about what Helena as a company has done for me, for what they've taught me, the culture that I've immersed myself in the last 33 years. You know, that's one of the things that as we get closer to our retirement years is I want to make sure that we're still instilling that culture in our young people that come on today and in our current sales team that we have today, that we got to make sure that culture continues, because that does separate us from, I think, our competitors. And it does put Helen in a different light when you look at a company that you want to go to work for and you want to have a career with.
That's all for today's episode of Helena Radio. Thanks for joining us. Be sure to like Helena Professional on Facebook and follow us on Twitter @Helena Specialty to find out more about our next episode of Helena Radio.